Willie Jackson is with us and will be each Wednesday at this time. We've been talking for many a year. Thanks for your time today, Willie. Tēnā koe. It smacked your roots, didn't it? Because the East Coast took a hammering a year ago. What would you say of efforts off the back of the cyclone, Willie? There are many communities acknowledging the tough year they've just endured, and much of the damage done around your hood on the Cape. How hofakaro?
Oh, well, they know that. Well, what we know now from this government is the Maoris aren't going to get anything, are they? you saw the announcement, eh? $63 million. Bye-bye to any Maori-targeted funding, which is what we were able to do through this through the crisis, is specify and target Maori, which I'm really proud of what we were doing. We didn't care what Mike Hoskins and the dirty rotten Tories and the ACT Party were saying. We're up there. Me and my mate Michael Tukake, who's working for Tania now, might I add. So Mumar's got a great acquisition with Michael. But I know Mike and I, we used to get up the coast, go around Hawke's Bay, and get in that ground level meeting with the people. It was crisis time. Look, seriously, it's still a crisis. I'm glad the government has given some money in terms of the support up there. So that's good, but we know so much more money is required, and particularly targeted funding with our people with specific whenua problems. They cannot be forgotten. So the pressure must go on Tamaportaka to deliver some Māori-specific money over the next few weeks, couple of months. It'll be interesting to see if he'll be able to deliver in that area. Might be something I ask him in the House over the next couple of days.
Tēnā koe, there's been some criticism too of the heavy paperwork required to get support, and many marae, Tangoio, for instance, is an example. What would you say of the bureaucratic challenges that many of our marae are facing to help resolve some of their challenges?
Always one of the big problems. You know, we can appropriate, get the money, but getting the money out was always a hard area for not just our people, but people across the spectrum. And something that needs to be looked at, you know, you can win this money in government, as we did for Māori, but sometimes just blocked up. And so, you know, we had to find other ways to get that money out, and we decided to go through our agency, TPK, who would appropriate directly to Māori providers. That was one way of getting through, because you get caught up with some of these bureaucrats and nothing goes out bail. That's the problem.
Tēnā koe. Could we have a kōrero, please, about the potential, even though National is saying they won't support the principal's bill advanced by Seymour past its first reading? When I spoke with Sandra Lee Virko at the end of last week, she said, that doesn't sit with me, because, you know, in the select committee process, and that's going to create a lot of work for many, including our people, 6 months of it, that there's no guarantee that with tweaks to the bill, then the Prime Minister could turn and say, well, it's not the same bill that I said I wouldn't support, and could carry it through. She wants him to kill it off now and say when he's going to kill it off, because she's unconvinced. What about you, Willie?
Well, Sandra knows that area better than most, and she's not incorrect in what she's saying. It'll be a terrible time that time, because you've got this jerk, Seymour, basically using the whole process for a campaign for him and his right-wing rednecks, right? And sadly, you've got, ignorant Kiwis, and they are ignorant, jumping on the bandwagon. You know, what we learned through this process is there's more racist people than we counted for. I don't like saying that easily, but it's some of them just won't get off their backsides and read the history in terms of the Crown and Māori. If they did, then there's no way they would be supporting this racist bill that Seymour is putting up, which is designed to get rid of Māori rights. Sandra Lee knows that. We all know that. All of us have been in politics, Māori politicians right across the board. We all know what this is about. And he's designed it, you know, in a sort of we are the world friendly type way. saying, you know, what's wrong with rights for everyone? Well, rights for what he's talking about means no rights for us, and no recognition of us as Indigenous people, and no recognition of what we came to in the treaty in terms of particularly Article 2, Article 3 rights. Rights under the Seymour Bill is an expulsion of Māori rights. That's the problem. And New Zealanders want to wake up instead of jumping on a bandwagon. It's sad to see, but it shows the ignorance of people who don't want to know about our rights, don't want to do any reading, don't understand the relationship. So I'm not depressed. I know people get worried when they see the polls or most Kiwis. It was always going to be like that because that's what happened with Brash. You know, you get these ignorant people who just don't want to accept that we have a specific relationship with the Crown. They don't want to accept it. They don't want to honour that. And so we just have to fight this as much as we can through our commentaries, commentators, Sandra, Shane DePoe, Māori commentators across the spectrum, Morgan Godfrey. They have to help us here in terms of explaining the special relationship that we have these rights. And then we have to have our own campaign in terms of opposing their racist campaign that is going on. It's a racist information campaign that they're running with regards to information on the treaty. There's no other word for it, because they're just like Brash, they're leaving out certain areas and they're painting themselves as we are the world, and they're painting us as the separatists and the racists. But the racists always do that. The racists always accuse people who are advocating, who are advancing Māori aspirations and rights, as racist. We've been accused of being racist for years. My uncle Moana Jackson, always accused of being a racist. My uncle Sid Jackson, you know, these people right across the spectrum, Don Awatere, Annette Sykes, you know, we're all racist because we advocate for our people. But we must stay strong, be brave, and fight this as much as we can, because it's very, very dangerous, and it's an ACT campaign. Seymour doesn't care about getting this up straight away. He gets a good 6 months, maybe 8 to 12 months of publicity and misinformation in terms of this country, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Water, please. The government's going to repeal the three waters reforms, which many deemed absolutely necessary, and many think it's going a backward step by turning our backs on the opportunity. They say they're going to repeal it within the next 10 days and pass a couple of laws that will replace it, one by the middle of this year and one by the middle of next. Your thoughts here, please, Willie.
I'll be speaking on this in the House in the next hour or so, because I'll be asking them, what are you actually replacing it with? What are you actually replacing this with? And funny, the person whose name I don't think I've heard through the debate so far, Nanaia Mahuta, should not be mentioned anywhere. You and I know that what happened to Nanaia was the most racist campaign against any individual politician in New Zealand history. I don't know if Ngata or any of them endured the abuse that Nanaia Mahuta went through in social media, nationally, around the country, the abuse she got from right-wingers for bravely trying to find a way in terms of settling things with regards to water, with regards to infrastructure, as local body minister. So today they repealed three waters because they want to placate all their right-wing interests who believe that, let's be clear, Māori's are stealing the water. That's how they ran it. That we dared to talk about co-governance, that we dared to talk about partnership. Today they placate all these fools who are going to regret this, because we know what's going to, their rates are going to go through the roof. And then what? And then where are they going to go? And then they'll go, oh, maybe we like three waters. So we'll be seen to be right in the end. You put your money on that, and we'll watch for the National Party alternative. But this was driven by a racist agenda from the right, who painted it as a Māori takeover. Just another example of the disgusting disgraceful types of strategies that this government and the three-headed monster embraced over the last 3 years. And today they'll be happy, but I'll do my best to give them a booting in the next hour or so, Dale. So tune in.
Tēnā koe, thanks, Willie. Have you bought Tania some flowers?
What for? What's today? Is it some day or something? What are you laughing at?
Oh, gee.
Well, what is today? Is it something? Is it her birthday or something? No. I don't know.
It's Valentine's Day, Willie Jackson.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right. Well, you can send stuff from you, eh? I'll send her a kiss over the text. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
Thanks, Willie. Willie Jackson there.